is finally glad, not Mr. Dyingly Sad.
Critters, Mr. Dyingly Sad.
Review.
Howie Roberts has checked on all the things that we ought to know. He does that, then the Hollies holler at number two as we go with the bus stop.
Music, WCFL. That's where it's at.
WCFL, the voice of labor, it's 8:30 Chicago.
This is WCFL News. In Cicero, a meeting today as the decision will be made as to the numbers and deployment of National Guard troops for that civil rights march on Sunday. Governor Kerner gave his approval to the call-up yesterday in a Springfield meeting, and he doesn't think the call-up an extreme measure.
No, I don't think it's extraordinary. I think it's good sense. I think if you anticipate that there may be some disorder of some sort, I think prior preparation is always better than emergency preparation.
At the moment, it appears the order will be issued on Friday by the governor for the call-up and that the troops will go in Saturday sometime for the Sunday march on Cicero. Howie Roberts, WCFL News for Brigance Chevrolet. Weather in a word, cool, 61 degrees at Marina City.
Better deal.
Better deal.
Better deal. Deal, deal.
Seems like that's what every auto dealer's touting.
But there's an easy test if a dealer's truly best.
It'll be his customers who do the shouting.
And that's how it is today at Brigance Chevrolet. As more people tell more people tell more people,
it's getting around.
Brigance Chevrolet, truly best in every way. And more people tell more people tell more people. Brigance.
Chicago Avenue at Austin.
Brigance Chevrolet.
Now choose from over 1,000 new 1966 Chevrolets available at Brigance for immediate delivery at year-end savings. Also, a limited number of 1966 Chevrolet executive cars and demonstrators at savings up to $1,000 off original price. Brigance Chevrolet. Chicago Avenue and Austin Boulevard, or the Brigance Used Car Center, 5850 West Division Street. Chicago's Civil Rights March this day will be the Belmont-Cragen area again in the plans outlined by the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
We're going to meet at the Warren Avenue Congregational Church today. Today at Warren Avenue Congregational Church, 3101 West Warren Boulevard. We're going to leave about 2:30 or 3 o'clock, and at which time we're going out to Rogers Park and have a picnic until 6:01. And start our demonstration.
The Subcommittee on Open Occupancy held another meeting yesterday seeking ways to end the problem. Sometime today, they should finish a report for the whole committee, which will receive it tomorrow. Favorable reaction to this might, and it's a very slim might, result in the cancellation of the Civil Rights March on the open occupancy issue. The Chicago investigation of the attempted bombing of the car of Superintendent Vinton Bacon of the Sanitary District last Monday continues. No startling results as yet as to how or who wired the car with four sticks of dynamite that didn't go off. Next Tuesday, Bacon will appear before the Cook County Grand Jury on the matter. Chicago Superintendent of Schools Benjamin Willis attended his last formal school board meeting yesterday. He was applauded by board members and the audience. But even his last meeting was not without controversy. Carol Simpson, WCFL education reporter, was there.
Members of the Kenwood-Oakland Community Organization say they will appeal in every way possible, short of violence, a school board decision to clear 37 Negro homes to make way for a badly needed new high school in the Forestville District. The Reverend James Jones, a spokesman, objected to the school board's site approval, reportedly made without hearing from area residents.
I have no desire to break the law, to make a fool of myself. I have a desperate desire that the community be heard before issues are passed.
Reverend Jones says it's time somebody takes a stand. Carol Simpson, WCFL News, Board of Education.
Chicago City Council will hold its first meeting in more than a month today, and money and the civil rights marches on the agenda. Alderman Holen and Scholl say that they will demand that Dr. Martin Luther King be prosecuted for failing to obtain parade permits before conducting recent marches. City Council will also vote on whether to accept a bid of some $25 million in bonds, with the interest rate much in discussion. In Vietnam, American planes flew a record number of sorties against North Vietnam yesterday, 146 to be exact. Also today from Saigon, the latest casualty figures, 91 Americans killed in the fighting last week. In Geneva, the disarmament talks have been recessed, with the East and West blaming each other for lack of progress, but both agreed the talks should be resumed. French President de Gaulle has left Paris for a 19-day trip that will include a visit to Cambodia for possible talks on Vietnam. In sports, the White Sox lost a tough one last night to Detroit, 6-2. They'll have a go at them tonight up in the Motor City. Cubs defeated the Mets yesterday, 6-5. And although Frank Robinson says he doesn't give much thought to it, he is in a good position to win the Triple Crown of batting in his first season in the American League with Baltimore. WCFL weather, sunny today with a high in the upper 70s. Fair tonight, a low of 56-62. Sunny again tomorrow, a high in the lower 80s. Currently at O'Hare, 57. Midway, 59. Marina City, 61. That's what's happening. Brought to you by Brigantz Chevrolet. Howie Roberts, WCFL News, proud to be standing by for the Jim Runyon program.
Well, we're proud to have you, Howie. I guess that's what it takes to make a deal, isn't it? These are the Hollies, number 2, 24 to 9, a bus stop.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, and we share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine.
Dolly's in Bus Stop. We're hoping to get a call on that guitar marathon in this half hour. It's been going on for now about 24 hours. It should be in its 24th hour. Last we heard, there were 10 guitarists out there in McHenry, Illinois, still playing. Their little fingers are much shorter than when they started. It's 21 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Very funny golf story, yeah. Joe. And you sure were hitting them today.
Except for that easy putt.
Yeah, but relaxed. 6 months ago in a match like today, you'd have...
The old Joe, Dick. I guess he wasn't much fun to play with,
No, he wasn't, Joe. And now the guys want you to play for us in the championships.
No kidding, Dick. You mean it?
Something's happened to you, Joe. Not often, but sometimes the least little tension you...
What happened to me, Richard, is Compose. A simple pill called Compose. And I'm a new man.
He can work relaxed, relax to sleep, with Compose, largest-selling sedative for temporary relief of simple nervous tension, without a prescription. When you're under occasional stress, when you've got to relax, take Compose, C-O-M-P-O-Z, Compose.
no, Claudine. I'm not going to take Compose. I know it's good, but that's not what's bothering me.
Oh, you have no sense of humor at
I've
all.
I've got a sense of humor, but I think that I... You know, my name is Claude, and I think you might just have enough respect to tell me my name.
But that's so funny.
It's not funny, it's very embarrassing.
You just can't take a joke. You can dish it out, but you can't take...
What if Harry had already come over to pick me up to drive to work, and heard you say call me that? It just so happens that I'm not the only man in the world that likes bananas and cream for breakfast.
Well,
what's
you've
so
had
funny
it
about
10 mornings straight, every night for a snack while watching television.
That's right. I happen to be in a period where I crave bananas
no sense
and milk.
Of humor at all.
That's still no reason for you to call me Cheetah. Wink presents The Crying Shames, The New Colony 6, The Knaves and the Trolls. Thursday, August 25th, tonight, Jim Stagg will have Beatles souvenirs. It's at the air-conditioned Embassy Ballroom, Fullerton and Pulaski. Admission just $1.50. Action starts at 8.
The sassy one from Canada Dry. From Canada Dry.
Wink. 61 degrees in Marina City, 57 in O'Hare, 59 at Midway, and Joliet, 57. Sunny, mild today, with the high in the upper 70s. No rain, my lord. It's 18 minutes until 9, WCFL time.
You are listening to WCFL. You have a mass of class.
We got quite a thing going on in Gardner, Oregon, Trooper. We're going to have to sort of watch it at the International Paper Company's plywood plant there. The workers have struck the Southwest Oregon coastal community, a little plant there, because a woman that worked on a night shift, Miss Pat Morris, 35 years old, was suspended because she wore tightly fitting clothes. Her figures are 39, 27, 39, and she wore stretch jeans and sweaters, but she said that everybody else, all the other girls that worked on the overnight shift, wore them too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they said to her, wear something out, and she said, well, look, everybody else wears it. And they fired her, and she's not a member of the union, but the union did strike because of it. Because they said, you know, that she should be able to wear what everybody else wears.
That's
which
right.
Says she works behind a pile of equipment and wears a huge leather apron. So, you know, it's not as though... she's out. And they're out on strike because of it.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, you agree with
I'm
that?
I'm for that, yeah.
Well, I'll keep the story and we'll sort of watch that and see what develops.
Wake up to the bright one, the Chicago Sun-Times.
Get smart. Wake up to the bright one, the fresh, alert, modern morning paper for active Chicagoans.
Wake up to the bright one, the Chicago Sun-Times.
Reapportionment, open occupancy, state revenue laws. Who knows about Illinois politics as well as Sun-Times political editor John Dreisky? Well, the people who read him regularly, that's who. But Dreisky doesn't just report, he analyzes, explains both sides, untangles the intricate structure of city and state politics, makes every story understandable. Don't miss John Dreisky, just one of the many people who brighten up the bright one every day.
Wake up to the bright one, the Chicago Sun-Times.
Hello, traffic. I'm 36, 24, 36.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sabu. It's a great pleasure for me to be here. But what are you signaling me to speed up for? I'm talking to my fan. What is that signal? You go ahead, then.
The Edens northbound is moving well.
You are going too far, Mr. Renan.
Southbound Edens is heavy from Tui through the junction.
I'll pull my elephant off the step just like that, you fooling me.
The Stevenson inbound is heavy from Pulaski through the Dan Ryan.
Hey, come that blonde over there talks as she wants to. You tell me that.
Outbound Stevenson is steady. Kedzie northbound is bumper to bumper at 87.
She never had an elephant a day in her life. All right, Sabu, out. Just out.
Archer Avenue.
Then I'm going out and I'm going to stay out, too.
Archer Avenue inbound is slowing at Halstead. This is Trooper 36, 24, 36. WCFL safe driving time is 8:45.
I sensed that was going to happen, didn't you?
Well, it's really embarrassing.
I'm sorry that happened.
It's okay. It wasn't your fault.
He stomped out.
He's terrible.
Of course, he's barefooted, so he didn't make much noise, but he still stomped out.
Very testy.
He is indeed. It's 15 minutes until 9 WCFL time. Now, for all you pretty girls out there, here's a great new beauty idea. The sculptured look by Hazel Bishop really moves, actually changes the appearance of your face. The sculptured look uses lights and shadows to bring out your best features and play down the ones that you don't like. Say you have a round face, but yearn for that high-boned, hollow cheek look like the high-fashion models do. Well, highlight your cheekbones, shadow your cheeks for the sculptured look. Play around with it. Slim down your nose, play up your eyes. Hazel Bishop puts everything you need in a groovy little threesome. White for highlights, that's highlight accenting cream. Dark for shadows, that's contour illusion cream. And to blend it all together for a smooth, natural glow, the Tawny Blusher Cream. Smooth it on with your own dainty fingertips. Easy on the pocketbook, too. The sculptured look by Hazel Bishop at the cosmetic counter of your favorite drug or variety store. An unusual little sound, Tommy Boys. It's Sunday, the day before Monday. It's 14 till 9.
Sunday, the day before Monday, yeah. That's the day when I do what I please. Just as free as a breeze, taking my time. Yeah, but Monday. Bad.